We got a special guest back on the Outdoor Show with us this week, Mike Crawford from the West Branch Sportsman's Club. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us back.
And I wanted to talk to you today about how the results went for the UP Predator Challenge. We had you on before it happened last week. It started Thursday night. You guys ended up on Sunday with the check-in. So how did it go this year?
Not very well. We had a total of 43 two-man teams, and we only had 14 coyotes returned.
Did they say why the hunters were struggling so much? Because I know you guys got some pros that basically hunt that.
Yes, and some of the teams that are normally either our first or second place teams, one of them didn't even get an animal this year.
Wow.
And only saw one coyote to my knowledge. And I don't know if it's the weather. We didn't have the greatest moon's conditions, but it was pretty bright out there.
Yeah.
And I know guys that put in almost the whole time. They only took a couple hours a day to sleep and just didn't see anything. And I'm going to have to say I believe it was weather conditions. I don't know.
Okay.
But I also, I think the price on the pelts are up too. So there might be some trapping going on out there. Some guys might be trapping and selling pelts. So
you think that maybe the numbers of coyotes have gone down in the last 3 or 4 months?
In this area.
Yeah.
I've heard other people just complain, and they're howling all night long and want to know why we're not down hunting in their areas. And the problem is we hear about it after the hunt.
Sure.
So we don't get a chance to send somebody that way or offer, you know, somebody that there's a area that people are complaining about.
Boy, if I was a betting man, if you'd asked me before the challenge, with what I know about the numbers of coyotes, especially around the UP right now, I would have said this would have been a record-breaking banner year.
We thought so, too. We've had a total of 47 come in one of our hunts. That was just the coyotes. The total ended up being like 53 or 54. We had some fox and some bobcat. And that's one thing this year, no fox, no bobcat.
Hmm.
And I've had reports of people seeing bobcat.
Interesting. So, had to be the weather then.
It had to be. They had to push them to into the holes, and they just stayed there.
Hmm. Well, we'll continue talking with Mike Crawford from the UP Predator Challenge and talk about some changes that could possibly happen for next year's event, as well as an offer for Outdoor Show listeners to help hunt coyotes on your property. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.